वंदेहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 12th of May, 1969, in Columbus, Ohio.
But I don't know how it's difficult for me to conceive everybody in America.
Nothing is accepted by everybody.
Or even like a vast, vast, vast number of people living a Hindu language based, Hindu food based monastic life in America. And many of us, like, do you remember Gary Snyder, who was the Buddhist boy I think we met in New York?
San Francisco,
was it? Yeah. Have all been thinking, what form of religious practice, what form of simple meditation exercises could be set forth in America that could be adopted by a great, 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 great many people on a large scale. We haven't solved the problem.
No.
And one thing I've noticed is that the Krishna temples have spread and are firmly rooted and solidly based. There are a number of them now. So that really is a very solid root. So I think that will continue.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering what future is there. What's the future of religious observance so technical as this, so complicated as this, requiring so much sophistication in terms of diet, daily ritual, arti, ekadasi, all the whole thing that you've been teaching? How far can that spread by its very complexness?
Yes, not complex. The whole idea is to keep the devotees always engaged in Krishna consciousness. That is the program.
Mm-hmm.
Gradually we shall introduce more and more so that he has no scope to go outside Krishna consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Well, then the question is...
Yeah. First of all, we have to understand that we are trying to make people Krishna conscious.
Yeah.
So how he can remain 24 hours Krishna conscious, that is the problem.
Well, the Orthodox Jews have a very heavy, complicated, moment-by-moment ritual daily existence in that, for that same purpose, that is to, at least to keep them conscious of their religious nature.
Yeah.
And that has maintained a small group of Jews over the centuries as an integral unit, but has tended to disappear in the later generations now. Simply because modern life does not allow that much Krishna consciousness or Jewish consciousness or religious consciousness and attention act by act throughout the day. So my question is, how far can total Krishna devotion, act by act, all day, spread? How many people can that encompass in a place like America? Or are you intending only to get a few devotees, like several hundred or a thousand,
yes, because
who will be solid and permanent?
Yes, that is my point. Because Krishna consciousness is not possible for everyone. Because in the Bhagavad Gita we learn, Bhunam Janmanavanti. So it is not possible that a mass of people, a large quantity of people, will be able to grasp it. You see? Bhunam Janmanavanti Gyanvan Mam Prabhadat. Another place it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Manushanam Sahasri, after many thousands of men. one may be interested how to liberate himself.
Mm-hmm.
And out of many such liberated person, one may understand what is Krishna. So understanding of Krishna is not very easy thing. But Lord Chaitanya is so magnificent that he has given us easy process. Otherwise Krishna consciousness is not easy. Because Krishna is the last word of absolute truth. Generally, people are just like animals. Out of many such persons, one becomes interested in the scriptures. And out of many such persons, if they are attracted to the scripture, they are attracted to the ritualistic ceremony for improving their economic condition. You see? Just like Christians, they go to, not Christian, I mean to everyone, they take up religion with the motive that they may improve their economic position. Dharma, artha. Artha means money. And then why artha? Why you want money? Not to satisfy senses. Kama. Dharma, artha, kama. And when one becomes frustrated in sense gratification, then liberation, to merge. These four things are going on. Dharma, artha, kama. The Bhagavad says that dharma is not meant for acquiring money. Money is not meant for satisfying senses. Sense gratification should be accepted simply to maintain this body, that's all. The real business is tattva jigyasa, to understand. The human life is meant for understanding the absolute truth. Jivasya tattva jigyasa nascheha jat karma bhi kamasya nendriya priti lava jiveda javata. Kamasya, sense gratification, does not mean you have to increase the volume of sense gratification. No, jiveda javata. You have to accept sense gratification so far as you can live very nicely. Real business is jivasya tattva jigyasa. Every human being should be inquisitive to know the absolute truth. That is the real business of human life. So, to come to that business, you won't find mass of people. It is not possible. You don't expect.
Well, your plan here in America then is to set up centers so that those who are that concerned can pursue their studies and practice of ritual.
I personally have no ideal or ambition.
Yeah.
But it is the mission of human life to come to that point. So at least there must be some center or institution who may give them this idea.
Yeah.
It is not that everyone will come. Just like there are many educational departments. And I know in Calcutta, in our boyhood age, at that time, Sir Ashutosh Mukherjee was vice president. So he opened some classes in the university, and in each class there were four or five professors, and at that time the professor's salary was $1,300, $1,400, and the fees were collected at most $36 per month. You see? But still the classes were to be maintained, because the ideal must be there. So our mission is the intelligent person of the world may know that this is not simply seeking after sense gratification is not the aim of human life. Human life is meant by, just like Bhagavad says, jivasya tatva jigyasa. Vedanta says, athata brahma jigyasa, the same thing. But Bhagavad is nothing but explanation of Vedanta. So Vedanta says that this human form of life is meant for inquiring about Brahma. Atha, atha, now. Atha means now. Atha, hereafter. That means after passing through all animalistic way of life, when a man comes to the stage of civilized life, perfect civilized life, at that time his business is to inquire about the Absolute. What is that Absolute? That is the whole Vedanta philosophy. What is that Absolute? The same thing is explained in Bhagavad. Jivasya tatva jigyasa. Jivasya means all living entities. The main business is to inquire about the Absolute Truth. So people, by education, they are misled. Instead of getting them to the highest, topmost stage, to the platform of inquiring about the Absolute, they are giving facilities how you can satisfy your senses nicely.
Okay, no, but now in America, there is a bankruptcy of sense satisfaction.
Must be there.
Everybody agrees. Our civilization has come to the end of its possibilities materially. So everybody understands that. It's in New York Times editorials as well as in the editorials of ISKCON Journal.
Yes.
Both. And there's a population explosion, as you've noted, and as the middle class has noted. So everybody then is looking for an alternative to material extension.
They should inquire about the Absolute Truth.
Okay. So my original question was, is the complicated ritual and the Sanskrit language.
We are placing so many things in English language.
Yeah.
Our all books are being published in English.
My question is the mode of life that you're proposing adaptable to many, many, many people?
Is not for many, many people.
Yeah. But there is a thirst by many, many people for an alternative answer.
Yes, if they're actually thirsty, mm-hmm. then they can adopt this. What is the difficulty there? There is no difficulty. So many American boys, they are already adopted. They are not feeling any difficulty. Mm-hmm. They are feeling relief. What is the difficulty? In what point it is difficult? Hare Krishna chanting, you are chanting.
Yes.
It is always asked, what difficulty you are feeling?
Oh, no, I don't feel too much difficulty, except aesthetically I do feel the difficulty. Yes, there is.
The difficulty
I feel is that there should be some flower of the American language to communicate in, rather than...
That's what we are seeking your help. Yeah.
Well, I found a way. I still just say chanting Hare Krishna.
That's why I have come to you. That is also my view. I have come to America with this view, that America is on the summit of material civilization. They are not poverty state, you see. And they are seeking after something. Therefore I have come. If you take this, you will be happy. That is my mission. And if the Americans take, the all other countries will take. Because America is leading at the present moment. So, persons, exalted persons like you, you try to understand what is the difficulty. There is no difficulty. Chanting Hare Krishna, anyone can chant. Even the child is chanting. There is no difficulty. And so far, what is our modes living?
Mere chanting without the practice of a philosophy and a daily
philosophy is there.
And a daily
teaching Bhagavad Gita. Yes. You are talking on Bhagavad philosophy. You are touching on Chaitanya.
Yes. And you have a daily.
We are
ritual.
distributing papers Everything is there.
Okay, so my question then, as was originally when you first asked me, what do I think?
Yeah.
Is the Chaitanya Krishna ritual, as you have it here in this house and in the other ashrams, is that something that a large mass of people can enter into?
Yes, why not?
In America?
Yes. Because we are seeing, so all my students are Americans.
Yeah.
So it has to be, and it is spreading.
Yes, but what it requires is a adaptation of Indian dress and an adaptation.
That is not very important.
And an adaptation to Indian food.
No, no, Indian food. It is not Indian food.
And
you are not eating, are you not eating fruits?
Yes, yes.
That is Indian food? Yeah. Do you mean to say it is Indian food?
Well, the curries.
And? Curries you may boil only, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that you have to take our like test. No. That is not a program. Mm-hmm. That to become Krishna consciousness, you have to change your test. No.
Yeah.
We say from the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Tuvyam Jumi Bhaktya Pritichati. Anyone who is offering me with devotion, these vegetables, fruits, flowers, mail, I accept them.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to satisfy Krishna. Therefore, we are selecting foodstuff from this group. That you are all already accepted. Don't you take vegetables? Don't you take fruits? Don't you take grains?
Yes.
So where is the new item? Now, so far cooking, you can cook in your own taste. But the group must be this,
mm-hmm.
not meat. Because Krishna does not say.
Yes.
That is our program. So you are already taking grains, you are eating fruits, you are eating drinking milk. So where is the difference? I don't find any difference.
Well, I suppose not. You could say there is no difference because the food is basically the same material.
Yes, same
material.
It's a
question of the style or
style. Style may depend, that's all right. So, and besides that, to maintain your body and soul together, you require eating, you require sleeping, you require bathing, you require defense. We don't say that you don't do this. Krishna was, Arjuna was defending. Rather, he wanted to be non-violent. Oh, what is the use of fighting? Krishna says, no, it is required. If so. So, where is the difference? There is no difference. Simply you are adjusting things so that you may become happy. Any intelligent man will take it. We are not prohibiting, but we are adjusting.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no difficulty. Simply, intelligent persons like you should try to understand and take it and administer, because your country is wanting this.
But there is a limit to how much the pronunciation of Krishna will spread, I think. There is a limit.
No limit. You can pronounce in any way Krishna. K-R-I-S-H. That's all. Anyway. Niyamita smarane na kala.
The limit is people's
mind. We don't say that why you are chanting Krishna like this. We never say that.
Yeah.
We simply say, please try to chant Krishna.
Or let us say there would be a limit until the word Krishna became as common in English as any other English
word. It is all in the dictionary. It is already in the dictionary. All dictionaries will find Krishna. What do you want more?
Something that will not disturb truck drivers.
Eh?
Something that will not disturb truck drivers.
If they can see Christ, they can see Krishna at the same time.
But will you say?
No,
true. True. But they don't say Christ.
No, Christ. Christ, that.
Yeah,
I have read one book, Aquarian.
Aquarian Gospel.
Huh?
Aquarian Gospel.
Gospel, yes. In there it is explained that Christ means love, Christ means love, and Krishna also means love. So, from Krishna this word Krishna is come.
Mm-hmm.
And in India, somebody says Krishna. Instead of Krishna, they say Krishna. Krishna.
Where?
And the Abhabhrangsh has come Keshta. Keshta, they generally talk, instead of pronouncing very nicely Krishna, somebody's name is Krishna Chandra. Hey, Keshta!
Where do they say that?
In India, everywhere.
Keshta.
Keshta. So Keshta, Krishna or Krishna, they're on the same group, aiming the same group. It is not difficult. Mm-hmm.
Catholicism in the West operated in Latin.
Latin is from Sanskrit.
For centuries.
Yes. Latin is from Sanskrit.
So I suppose a foreign...
The fuck time is never...
Professor Rowan Webb of Presidency College in Calcutta, they have got a grammar. They have said the Sanskrit language is the mother of all languages. They are big English scholar, Professor Mr. Rowan Webb. We had to read their grammar in our childhood. They have said that the Sanskrit language is the mother of all languages. And in the dictionary you will find Indo-European language perfectly all from Sanskrit. The original word, Matri, Shabda, the Metatlan.
But the question I'm posing still is this. You accept the possibility of a series of Krishna consciousness centers in the
United States. Yes, provided a man is not adversely inclined.
But what I'm wondering is how far beyond exclusive centers, how far beyond that can it go in the United States? How far beyond special study cult centers can a Krishna consciousness movement or any religious movement grow? Because the need is for a large, single, unifying religious movement in America.
Yes, Krishna. All attractive. You now find out, you can say, why I shall accept Krishna? You can say like, for your first question is the unifying agent. I say here is Krishna. Now you can analyze why he shall accept Krishna. Then I shall reply why he shall not. What you want, expect from the Supreme or the unifying, what you expect. Everything is there in Krishna. Opulence, Krishna. Beauty, Krishna. Wisdom, Krishna. Renunciation, Krishna. Strength, Krishna. Everything in Krishna. Whatever you want, you find in Krishna. That is the unifying center. That I will convince you. He is the unifying center, actually. And Bhagavad Gita will say, Mamo Vartman Vartante Manushya Partha Sarvas. Everyone is trying to come to me. Everyone is trying to come to me. Jidathaman Prabhadante, but he is realizing me in my different phases. But everyone is trying. So far, in fine religion is concerned, there are three groups. Impersonalist, personalist, and localized. Some are trying to understand the absolute truth in impersonal way. Some are the yogis, the mental speculators, they are trying to understand the absolute in impersonal, without any personal form. And the yogis, they are trying to find out Krishna within their heart, meditation. And some are trying to find out the absolute truth in person by reciprocating love. So all these things are in Krishna. And Bhagava says, after explanation of that verse, that it is the only business of human being to find out the absolute truth. Now the next verse, the absolute truth is explained, analyzed. Badanti tat tatta vidas satyam jat jnanam adyam. Now absolute truth is always one. There is no absolute truth, cannot be two. Then it is relative truth. Absolute truth means one. Mm-hmm. So the knowledge of the absolute truth is one. Badanti tat tattavida. Tattavida means those who are in knowledge of the absolute truth. They say that absolute truth is one. But he is realized in three phases. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdati. Brahma means impersonal, and Paramatma is localized, and Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are different stages. It's like the sun. The first experience of sun is this impersonal effulgence all over the sky. But that is not very important than the sun glow. Because it is from the sun glow the effulgence is coming. So anyone will understand that this sun sign is not so important as the sun glow. And if you approach the sun glow, and if you penetrate into the sun, if you have got strength to go into the, just like you are trying to go to the moon planet, if you have got any scientific strength to go into the, within the sun planet, then you will find there is sun gone. That information we get from Bhagavad Gita, imam vivasate yugan praktvana harampayam. I told to sun god, vivasan first, that therefore there is a person. And why not a person? Your imagination is not ultimate truth. We get information from Krishna, there is a person, vivasan. So there is a person, he is sitting there. The person, globe, sun sign, which is important? Which is important?
The person, the glow, or the sun sign?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why do I know? You cannot tell them. Which of them? These three things are present. The sun sign, the sun globe, and within the sun globe, the sun god. Which is important?
If we could apprehend it in terms of person, the person.
Yes.
But if we could apprehend it only in terms of the globe, then the globe.
That means your approach may be up to globe, but that is not finished.
Yeah.
That is not finished. You have to go there. That is Upanishad says that is praying that please wind up your effulgence so that I can see your true face. The Upanishad says, you see in the Upanishad. And he's praying that please wind up your these glaring effulgence so that I can see your real face. So real face is there. And Bhagavad Gita says, Brahmanaham Pratishtha. This impersonal Brahma is standing on my existence. And Brahma Sanghita said, Jasa Prabhaparavatu Jagadanna Koti Kotisya Sesa Vasudhadi Vibhuti Vindam Tad Brahma Niskalam Ananta Sesa Bhutam Govindamadi Purisam Tamangoya. This Brahma effulgence is nothing but he is bodily. So you see, whenever you put Krishna, there's a bodily effulgence. Within that bodily effulgence, every creation is there, just like this effulgence of sun. Within the sun sign, all these planets are moving, all this vegetation, everything growing, coming, the whole thing is existing on the sun sign. Similarly, sarvam khalu, sarvam idam khalu, Brahma. Everything existing on Brahma, Jyoti. And in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, maya tatam idam sarvam jagat abhaktam murtina. This impersonal exhibition of this whole manifestation, it is I. Masthani sarvabhutani, everything existing in me. Na anteja vasudha, but I am not here. So we have to study everything intelligently. I want some intelligent person from America. Then it will be done. It is not bluff. It is real science, authority. One has to understand simply, that's all. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Krishna je bhaje sivara chatur. Unless one is very, very intelligent, he cannot come to Krishna consciousness. He must be very intelligent. So if we find one or two intelligent persons, then one moon is sufficient to eradicate all darkness. And there is no need of millions of stars. Krishna consciousness is so beautiful. You call any intelligent person, we are prepared to convince him. Any intelligent, he must be little intelligent, that's all. You don't
want. You know, I'm not even convinced. I mean, everything you say is beautiful, but I mean.
Not, you are intelligent, why not? You are recognized poet, you are popular poet, why? I think you are intelligent. You are first class intelligent, you are chanting.
That's almost a physical body movement, the chanting, rather than
while your intelligence is sufficient. That is, if that standard of intelligent man I get, that is my fortune, you see. Now, at least I request you try to understand this Krishna consciousness philosophy. Mm-hmm. It is not sentiment, it is not blaming. Yeah. It is not the money-making business that I give you some.
No, obviously not.
You see, you know, from the very beginning, I came here single-handed. Mm-hmm. I chanted that song. I never asked anybody money. Mm-hmm.
No, that was never in question.
So, I never said...
Well, the question was the universe, not about
consciousness at this. But I mean to say that... So, it is not bluff.
Yeah.
It is purely scientific. Transcendental science. So I want some American gentleman to understand this.
Well, Howard does.
Yes. So we want many Howards. Your country is so big.
Actually, what I got into was you were saying, like, and so everything stands on my Krishna's personality.
Oh, yes.
And then there was a twist there. But I am empty. Hmm? But is that what he said before? Do you remember when you did a little
empty?
Just about 8 minutes ago, you concluded the description of the sun and the
sun globe, sun, and the sun sign.
Okay, Krishna says that everything is depending on me, and still I am not in them.
Yeah. Oh yes, that's, I guess that's where I. Everything is depending on me, yet I am not.
Everything is resting on me.
Yeah.
But I am not there. Just like this is Krishna.
Uh-huh.
Without Krishna, it has no existence. But it is not Krishna.
Uh-huh.
The pantheist will say, everything is Krishna, then I worship this.
So who is Krishna?
Huh?
If he is
Krishna
not,
is Krishna.
If he is not apprehensible by senses.
No. Why not senses? This is Krishna.
Yeah.
This is Krishna. But at the same time, this is the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya, Achintya Bhedaya, simultaneously one and different. That is very easy. Suppose this is gold.
Yeah.
But this gold is not the gold mine.
Uh-huh.
There is the difference. It is gold. Similarly, everything is Krishna, but it still is different from Krishna. That is explained in Vishnu Purana. Parasa Brahmana Shakti Akhilam Sarvedam Akhilam Jala. Ekasthane Sitasagne Jyotsna Vistarina Jatha. Parasa Brahmana Shakti Sarvedam Akhilam Jala. The same example, sun. The sun is, sun god is situated in one place, but it is fire, blazing fire. Its heat and light is expanded. You see practically, the heat and light. So, what about this material existence is the sunlight, sunshine, everything existing in sunshine. It is scientific. Your electricity or these, that, whatever you take, it is all sunshine. All these planets are moving, rotating on the sunshine.
Yeah.
Heat. If heat is taken out, immediately the whole thing spoils. Therefore, everything is resting on the energy of the sunshine. But if you say, then let me find out the sun god in the sunshine, then that we'll have to go there.
The Christians, I think, would say God is more than his creation.
This creation is only a part of manifestation of his energy. It only see insignificant. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Atabha bhavunaitena kinyatena tabharjana vishtabhyaham idam krishnam ekam sena situya. The whole material existence is simply a partial manifestation of my energy. Ekamsham, vishtabhyaham, aham. I have entered into this whole material creation, and that is my partial manifestation of energy. Just like What is your this body? The body is the manifestation of your energy. The seed, living entity, is put into the mother's womb and he expands. This body is expanding. But because you are limited so much, that's all. 3 feet or 6 feet, that's all, no more. He cannot expand more than that. This is crudity. But he is unlimited. He is expanding. Vyaktyat, Brahmana, Tyat, iti Brahma. Brahma means nothing is greater than him. And nothing can expand like him. Vyaktyat, Brahmana, Tyat, iti Brahma. So everything is there, scientific. Simply we have to administer. We have got authoritative scripture, description, answers, everything is there. It is not blind following. It is not religious fanaticism. It is actually solid ground. Simply one has to understand nicely, that's all. And there is no religion. So simple. Our recommendation is simply chant. So far this Sanskrit word is, well, it is not a problem. Everyone is chanting. So what is the division? Bring any religious principle. You cannot find so easy. You don't recommend the ritualistic. That is not very important thing. We are giving stress, simply chant. Ritualistic performance a little more helping, that's all. It is helping, it is not required. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that all the strength and all the beauty, all the wisdom, everything is there in the name. Simply by chanting we get all, everything. But just to help it. It does not. If somebody does not want our ritualistic, that is not an important thing. We don't say. We simply recommend that you please chant. That's all. I requested you to chant. Not that I requested that you adopt our means. So that is our request. Let them chant, make an experiment. It is not going to be a thing.
Well, the chanting is easy. The chanting is easy.
Let them do that. Don't come to the ritualistic performances. Let them chant as far as possible and see the result. This is the easiest method of transcendental realization. But if you recommend, that will be accepted by many. And if we
well, okay, you see, I've recommended quite a bit, but it isn't accepted by very many.
And then I say, you are American, you are popular leader, you are you have got some voice. I am a foreigner, I am new, and who cares for me? That is a different thing.
Well, that's why I'm asking you very specifically, because now I've been chanting for 5 years, 6 years, since 1963, 64. Since the fall of 1963, I've been chanting Hare Krishna on this continent, beginning in Vancouver, in July 1963. And I am finding there is a limitation to how many people will join that chant, or I have found a limitation. Part of the limitation is the fact that it is strange and new to people here.
And there's no law.
As it becomes familiar, it might spread more.
Land.
Part of the limitation is just a natural resentment or resistance, people wanting a prayer in their own tongue, in their own language. I don't know what. So that for the same reason, an American Indian chant would not take hold, or even a Latin chant would not take universal hold. So no, that many of us
mantra,
have thought, is
mantra
it possible
means,
to find an American mantra?
Mantra means transcendental sound.
Yeah.
Is it? Just like Om.
So you think the very nature of the sound is... Okay, but now Om is an absolutely natural sound from the throat to the mouth.
Yes.
And yet, even Om, natural as it is,
yes,
sounds far out here.
Om, yes. That's what it is. It is in pranav. It is accepted.
No, but that also sounds foreign here. It's hard to get people to say Aum even. Because I tried in Chicago, like with Aum and with Hare Krishna.
But there is no other alternative.
Well, we haven't been able to think of one yet, I'll tell you that.
There is a misfortune there.
Well,
Well,
no, see, many people here have said, now, what about the God, 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 God? But that doesn't have the right...
No, doesn't make it.
Who's going to do it for 5 minutes?
Pardon me? Well, you could almost do Amen, Amen, you might.
That's not English.
Yeah, but that's not English. But I mean, it's known in English. And maybe Krishna could become as well known as God, Amen, or something.
No, Krishna
like
is in English dictionary.
Yes. Is it now in the dictionary?
Yes.
You infiltrated the dictionary.
Oh, incarnation of Vishnu.
Let's see what it says in the English dictionary for Krishna.
It's very hard.
Let's see, here is an intelligent statement.
Yes,
you can
explain.
I was saying that when the question of knowledge came, and Western education was high top, still it is. Thousands of people from other countries like Africa and India and all the people, they deliberately learn from the beginning, from childhood, before they got to speak, they started saying mama and papa.
Yes.
And they are still coming to the higher education in these universities.
Yes.
And when the question comes of ultimate knowledge,
yes,
and the Western civilization doesn't want to take only the word, just a word.
Yeah.
So that is when they are limitation. They don't want to know.
Okay, partly the fear of that is that that the study of Krishna consciousness will become as bureaucratized in America as the examination system has made the study of higher Western knowledge in India.
Only the difference is that Krishna consciousness is unlimited. It glorifies you and makes unlimited, but this education is just limited.
Yes.
See, when a limited education, other people can come and learn and take their language as their mother tongue.
It takes so much trouble.
So much trouble.
Simply for uttering one Krishna,
and
they are
liberation.
Not prepared to. Takes a little trouble.
Yeah, liberation, the whole life, whole human life liberation. They can't, they don't like to take, because it is started in Indian language. Or it is not Indian language. Krishna isn't Indian language. Om isn't Indian language. It's the ultimate God's name.
Well, the Krishna says that he's Indian.
He didn't say I'm Indian.
Uh-huh.
It's universal. It's not Indian. Om is not Indian. Anybody who wants to know Om have to say Om.
Yeah.
See?
So you have to accept little trouble to
understand.
That's all.
Well, I'm willing.
We have gotten so much trouble for understanding English language. And simply for our transcendental understanding.
It's next to Santa Claus in the dictionary.
Yes, Krishna is Santa Claus. He gives everything.
Next to Kris Kringle.
He gives everything.
Very good.
Have you seen that?
No.
Krishna is next to Kris Kringle.
He made the German kids cry.
What is he? What is he? Krishna. What did he say?
Seventh avatar of
Krishna.
Is under Krishna.
Eighth avatar of Vishnu.
Yeah.
From Sanskrit Krishna, the widespread form of Hindu worship.
That's the usual in other dictionaries.
Only the Indian people are lucky that still they are holding it tight. That's all. The other people are forgotten. But it's only universal.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that I am the father of everyone. Sarvajuni is born, not only human beings, all animals, trees, plants. So Krishna is universal.
Now, for instance, in America, many of the black people are tending toward Allah and toward Mohammedanism.
That is another thing. Somebody is inclined to something, somebody is inclined to something. That is going on, and it will go on till the end of the creation.
Yuga.
But our brother, you are searching after the center, and here is the center. That is our purpose.
Well, what do you do when different religious groups claim to be the center? what do you do in different religious groups?
Now, we welcome every religion.
Yeah.
We don't dislike any religion.
Yeah.
Our point is the love of God. Our Krishna is love. All attract. So, we want to be attracted by Krishna. Just like a magnetic force and iron. Unless iron is rusty, it is automatically attracted by the magnetic form. Similarly, we are contaminated by material coins. So we are trying to make it dust, rustless, so that immediately we are attracted. This is the program. Krishna is all attracted. That is a fact. And we are attracted. But being covered with this rust, we are, instead of being attracted by Krishna, we are being attracted by Maya. This is our whole program. So our central program is how to love Krishna or how to love God. So we want to see, that is the Bhagavad definition, how much you have enhanced your love of God. You call Krishna or something else, that doesn't matter. Phalena parichyate. The result, your religious principle, what is the result? Are you enhancing your love for God or dog? That he wants. If you are enhancing your love for God, it is all right. You don't say anything. And if people should learn how to love, that is the perfection of the life. That we are teaching.
If you're identifying love, however, with the Shabda Krishna,
yeah.
What of those people who identify love with Shabda Allah?
If that, that Shabda, of course, identifies with God, we have no objection. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the Namnam Kari Bhuda Nijasarpa Shakti, that God has many names. God is attractive, his name is also attractive. Mm-hmm. Because he is not different from his name. So if you have got exactly the same attractive name, we have no objection. We simply say, you chant God's name, holy name. Then you become purified. That is our program. We don't say that you change your Christianity.
Uh-huh.
No, we don't say. If you have got a nice name or attractive name in your scripture, don't manufacture but authorize, then you uh-huh. chant that. We simply request a chant.
Well then how would you adapt the Krishna chanting to Christianity? By seeing Krishna as Christ or Christ as Krishna and sounding Christ's image in Krishna's name?
Okay, Krishna, Christ, this question was several times put to me. Christ says that I am son of God. And Krishna says I am God. So there is no difference. Son of God and God, we respect everyone. Mm-hmm. If I respect your father, I respect you also. Do you mean to say, if I disrespect your father, will be pleased upon me? No. And that is our philosophy. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I am servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. So if anyone loves Krishna, he must love Lord Jesus Christ. And if one perfectly loves Jesus Christ, he must love Krishna. If he says, why shall I love Krishna, I shall love Jesus Christ, then he has no knowledge. And if he, one says, why shall I love Jesus Christ, I shall love, then he has also no knowledge. If one understands Krishna, then he will understand Jesus Christ. If you understand Jesus Christ, you will understand Krishna.
Well, then do you think that the Hare Krishna chant could serve as an intermediary,
yes,
to link the religious tendencies,
yeah,
both of Christianity and
yeah,
Muslim,
yeah,
religions,
and any religion, if he's serious about religion, if he takes the religion as a scapegoat, that is different. If he wants to understand religion. And he will take seriously to religion, and then he will understand. We want serious persons. Now, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, creation means creation of the laws of God, Dharmam Saksad Bhagavat Pramita. Yet, laws of God. Who is denied? Who is denied? Any religion, Christian, Mohammedan, or any. Who can deny that religion is the laws of God? Simple explanation. If you ask what is meant by religion, religion is laws of God. That's all. And if you want to know what is God, that is also replied, the original source of everything. So one should try to understand in this way. But if one wants to remain in his compact ideas and does not want to go further, then it is very difficult. He should be open-minded and appreciating, then everything is all right. We say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it's not that you are necessarily to chant Krishna, but if you have no suitable name, then chant Krishna. Why do you make defense here? That every name is the same.
So if you have no other suitable name,
yes, chant Krishna.
That's Chaitanya's
name? Yes, yes.
Did he feel there were other suitable names? Did he feel or did he think?
Yes, that? He says many thousand millions names. There are. But if you are serious about God, then you may have many names by your friend, but any name will do.
Okay, so the problem I was posing before is, which I leave open, I don't know, what is the most attractive and suitable name here in this material?
Yeah. Now take for example the Mohammedan name, Allah.
Yeah.
Allah means the greatest. So God is greatest.
Uh-huh.
So that greatest conception is this Brahma conception. And so far Christian, I don't think they have got any particular name. They say God.
God, yes.
Yes.
Lord, God, God. God is the basic one.
Controller. God means control. Is it not?
What is the etymology of God in it?
God is the equivalent of Ishara.
Yeah.
Yes. Ishara means controller.
Then the Jews, which were my background, had a prohibition.
Jehovah.
They had Jehovah, but they had a prohibition of pronouncing the highest names because they felt that God was imageless and therefore should not be pronounced or painted. In fact, my background is like, I guess, what would be impersonalist.
Jewish and Jews are impersonalists.
Well, what are they? Personalists or impersonalists?
Impersonalists. They believe in just absolutes, that's all.
That was a defense of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Personalist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jesus is personal.
Yeah.
And the
Cynics are personal.
Who?
The Cynics.
Cynics.
Hasidic.
Hasidic.
Yeah, they put their devotion to the rabbi or the guru.
The most personal people I ever saw.
Yeah. The ancient Hebrew, do you know about, I guess you must know about that. The ancient Hebrew teaching was that the name of God should never be pronounced.
No, we come to know why.
There in a J-H-V-H.
Anyway,
yeah.
Why God's name?
Picture should not be made. Picture should not be made. Because it would limit God to human conception.
That is another thing. That is in Mahavan.
Yeah.
That means
similar to
God me. Is not material.
Huh.
That is the idea.
Huh.
Because here the idea is when I make something, image or picture, that is material. So that is a prohibition. Yeah. Of accepting God as material. But if you go to a higher stage, then you will understand that if God is everything, then there is no material. That is Vaishnava philosophy. If God is everything, then where is material? He is spiritual. Material means when you cannot understand God, that is material. That is, everything is sky. When it is covered by cloud, we call it is cloudy. Similarly, cloud has no existence. It comes only to cover sometime. But the sky is eternal. Similarly, God is eternal. When you are covered by some maya, you cannot see, you cannot understand God, that is material. Say, any philosophy which does not help understanding God, that is material. That is material. Otherwise, there is no material. Where is material? If God is everything. Sarvam khalidam brahma. Is it?
All spirits.
All spirit. All sky. Everywhere is sky. But when it is covered, it is called cloud. Similarly, when God is covered by some nonsense ideas, then it is material. Otherwise, there is no material. Therefore, those who are too much absorbed in materialistic way, there is a restriction. But don't attack. Because he will think that God's name is just like my son's name, my daughter's name. Therefore, that restriction.
I think when they worship, they're allowed to say God's name. It's just when they're not, when they're talking about Him outside the temple, that they have to use a different name.
We're gonna change some arrangements.
Yeah, we have to work on the music boxes. We have to start material preparations for the evening.
That is not material.
We have no shabda preparation.
Yeah, shabda is original. Yes. Shabda Brahma.
We have to find out if all.
Simply, we have to understand that there is nothing material. Everything is spiritual. That is required. That means, so long we do not understand that everything is spiritual only, that is our defect.
We have to find out if all.
Simply, we have to understand that there is nothing material. Everything is spiritual. That is required. That means, so long we do not understand that everything is spiritual only, that is our defect.
Well, then even sexuality is spiritual.
Yes, that is said in the Bhagavad Gita. If you use sexuality for giving birth to a nice child, not cats and dogs, then it is spiritual. But people are using sexuality for other purposes. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Yes, Astravita, according to religious, ritualistic way, when one uses sex life, that is that is, therefore, according to the Vedic system, for having sex life with wife, there is a great ceremony which is called Garbhadhan ceremony. And all the higher caste, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Sudra, Vaishyas especially, they are to observe 10 kinds of reformatory process. The first process is while giving birth to a child, there is a great ceremony, Garbhadhan. So it is not a secret. Mm-hmm. To beget nice child, then there will be nice population, then there will be peace and prosperity. If you beget cats and dogs, well, how can you expect peace and prosperity? Do you mean to say in dog society, cat society, there can be peace? No.
What about dogs and cats being Krishna, though? Huh? But if all matter is Krishna...
That's all right, but when Krishna is covered, when Krishna is covered, Naham prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabhita. The same example. All Krishna, cloud is sunshine, but it covers. What is the cloud? This is creation of the sunshine. As these trees and everything is creation of sunshine. Cloud is also, every maya is also Krishna's. In that sense, maya is also Krishna, but it has a covering spirit.
It's all
yes.
Spirit, but
yes.
In certain circumstances,
yes.
We tend to forget it's spirit.
Material energy is accepted by Krishna, opera, inferior energy. Bhumirabha, analas, prakriti me bhinna astada, aparayam, idastu vidhi me prakriti me para. So, material energy is the covering energy, is also Krishna. Just like police department is also government. But it is not very convenient if you are put in under police department. That is also government department.
Yeah.
For government, the university department and police department are equally important. They are spending equally and taking care of both. But for us, police department, horrible. This man is under police department, police custody, and that man is in education. But when you go to the government state, they are equally important. They are distributing the finance everywhere. Similarly, either you take material energy or spiritual energy, or marginal energy, all energy of God, Krishna's. But they are acting differently. So far I am marginal energy. If I am under the control of the material energy, that is my misfortune. But if I am controlled by the spiritual energy, that is my fortune. Therefore in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Mahatmanastumam prartho devi pakiti mahasita. They take center of the spiritual energy. They are Mahatma. And what is their symptom? Bhajanti Ananda. Simply in engaged in devotional service. That is it.